Phoenix Audio presents
Angel Flying Too Close to the Ground by Annie Garrett. She could remember his eyes. They were gray as this roadway with its gleaming sheen of rain, gray and fringed with blonde lashes too long for a boy, too delicate. He was even then powerfully built. But in truth, it was his eyes that told his story. What had he been when she had seen him last? 18, maybe 19? His eyes were wet that day, and gray as this back road going home. Tess checked the time on the dashboard clock of her rented Mustang. She was late if she expected to beat Poe, the freelance photographer, into town. They had only just met by phone yesterday, but he had struck her immediately as one of those adhesive types. "I want to see the story with your vision so I can give you the gift of the perfect cover shot." Inwardly, she had groaned. Why was it that New Yorkers fastened on career tasks with an intensity that seemed to equate something as frivolous as celebrity journalism with something as complicated and vital as laser brain surgery? For now, she wanted to elude the photographer until it couldn't be delayed any longer. All she wanted was a good hour to herself. She would take the slow road, just take it fast. She picked up speed, racing along the long farmland straightaway that swept south out of Springfield and then rose and fell as the Ozarks bucked up green. It had been a decade or more since...